SN 927, celebrating the 45th anniversary edition of the Family Counsellor Program. Thanks to Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives.
Greetings! Happy Father's Day to fathers. And to everybody else, greetings as well. Yes, it's a day which confuses people a bit, but of course it doesn't on the radio because it's 45 years since I first sat at a microphone. Not here, over in Burke Street, yes. Not believing, not thinking, imagining that I would be here 45 years later. So I'm very grateful that that is the case. As I said in the message, Tobin Brothers have made it possible.
Congratulations, Father Gerard, on the 45th anniversary, 45 years of broadcasting. That's terrific.
It's a bit hard to believe.
That famous day, or famous evening, back in 1973, when you wandered into the old studios of 3UZ at the top of Burke Street.
Top of Burke Street, wow. Yes. We used to come in from the back there and the lane and... I don't think I even gave a thought to I was just doing the program. I don't know the duration part didn't even enter my head, but it is hard to believe that, yeah.
No doubt we'll be talking more about that through the evening, Father Gerard, but I've got a few special messages
That's
to pass
right.
on to you.
Yes, I believe
one
so.
From the general manager here at RSN 927, Stephen Page. He says, please congratulate Father Gerard on 45 years broadcasting on behalf of the board, management and the team at RSN 927.
Oh, that's nice.
So there you are. Yeah. And I also have another message from a gentleman very close to the program.
The Family Counsellor Program would like to thank the Managing Director of Tobin Brothers Funerals, James McLeod.
Well, Father Gerard, congratulations. What a wonderful milestone this is, 45 years. The Family Counsellor, 10 till midnight, speaking every Sunday night on 927 RSN. A wonderful, wonderful service, a community service, this program, I see it has been. It brought so much comfort to so many people for 45 years. You've been a listening ear and a caring one at that for all those out in the community. If you weren't able to help them, you'd, together with those of you that assist off there, you'd point them in the right direction. And I think that that's been tremendous. Sadly, in the world today, people are so busy being busy and there's not enough people to... just sit back and care for those that are caring for, and I think that that's what you have done so beautifully for 45 years. So it's a wonderful milestone. I always say about birthdays, the most important thing about them is to continue to have them. So continue to have these anniversaries. At Tobin Brothers Channels, we're delighted to sponsor the program because we know how important it is, how important it is to so many people out there in the community. And as I've said to you on many occasions, as long as you're there still doing it, we'll be supporting it. Have a wonderful night, and congratulations. Enjoy this night with all your listeners out there. And thank you, Father Gerard, for being there for people in their time of need.
Some great words there from James McLeod, the Managing Director of Tobin Brothers Funerals.
Yes, that's very, very lovely. And because he's been a great, not only... financially supporting the program, but a man of great thought. We've just recently had say it now, and just so many different ways in which an organisation which doesn't just bury or cremate people, but works with families and helps them through the whole concept of grief to mature and grow through that. So it's great to be able to be part of all that. Well, with the very good organisation of Philip Tuzel, I'm able to talk to Trevor Himstead. And I'm delighted to do that because Trevor used to be Night to Dawn and it was a person that you got to know too, you have a yarn with and so forth and so on. And so it's appropriate that he's come back on this 45th anniversary of the Family Counsellor Program. And so, Trevor, welcome back to your old role.
Father Jared, good evening. It's my pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on the broadcasting milestone and a belated happy birthday as well.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yes, 86, recently. But it is great in the sense that one of the things, of course, as you would have found, everybody finds, but when I first meet someone, I've heard their voice, but they never look like their voice.
Yes, got a nice face for radio, I think we always used to say.
That's right. Nice face for radio, which would include myself. And so it's been very interesting. So perhaps you could, if you don't mind going back for a bit, tell us, if you could, how did you come to join the station in the first place?
Well, after working in radio I'd been in radio for about 20 years before I went to Sport 927, and as it was then, Sport 927, Steve Cairns, of course, the late Steve Cairns, much missed.
Yeah.
Steve and I had worked together up here in Brisbane, up in Queensland.
Right.
And when Steve got the position down there in Melbourne, I let him know that I'd be interested if any jobs came up, and he let me know that there was a vacancy there, so I was only too keen to take it.
Oh,
and that turned into a 13-year stay.
Yeah, well, I think that personal link is always very helpful because you feel comfortable working within that context. So you made the changes. Had you had any experience once in Victoria prior to that?
I worked in Horsham. I think back in the early 80s, I was out at Horsham for about 12 months, and that was enjoyable. Actually, I see they've had a bad fire in one of the hotels out at Horsham this evening, out at the commercial hotel out there, so I hope everyone's okay out there. But, that was my first taste of Victoria. But in radio, of course, you tend to become a bit of a travelling nomad. And, I worked in Tasmania and New South Wales and up and down the coast of Queensland and Melbourne at Sport 927, as it was then, RSM as it is now. It's been my longest stay at any one station.
So what actually attracted you to this particular profession?
I didn't have any talent to do anything else, really.
The best answer you can possibly give.
No, I think I always wanted to be a journalist, but I wasn't a big fan of schooling. I did okay in school. My marks are okay, but the thought of going on to university for 3 or 4 years to get a journalism degree didn't really appeal to me. So radio was a way I could cut corners, and even though I never became a fully fledged journalist, I like to have a chat.
I think that it's interesting. Of course, we can't claim credit for it, but it's interesting with the voice that God has blessed us with, because without exaggeration, I think the voices for radio are very gifted, and you are a possessor of that.
Oh, well, I thank you. Coming from you, that's high praise indeed, because your voice, whether or not it's to do with your other line of work, I mean, you've got a wonderful voice, calming, a soothing voice, which I think a lot of people relate to and look forward to each and every Sunday night.
So how did you, you grew up in Queensland?
Yeah, I was a Brisbane boy, born and bred.
Uh-huh. And so what were your first steps then into radio?
Well, I did a radio course called ATV while I was still in my final year of high school. And after I finished high school, I got a job in fact, it was David Jones. I was working at David Jones for about 1 month, and I worked in the news agency for about 6 or 7 months before I got my first job in radio, and after that, it's been radio all the way.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? I think I remember I was just simply asked if I would do this program, just an hour of a Sunday night. And
look how that turned out.
It's really hard to believe, but these are the things that happen in God's providence. Now, perhaps you could reawaken memories. Tell us some of the people who were on UZ at that time, when you first joined.
Back when I first joined, of course, it was I was there right at the very end of the USAD phase before it became Sport 927, and we had Kevin Bartlett and Dr. Turf doing the breakfast show back then.
Uh-huh.
The great John Vertigan, of course, was still on air there.
Oh, of course, yes.
A couple of the guys still there. Brian Mazzoletti, Brian, of course. Brian's been there an awful long time.
That's right.
Andrew Hughes. Andrew's still there.
That's right.
We had Phil, of course, and Eddie Olick. A lot of names from back then. But the overnight show, we had myself and Dave Pinkham, the late Dave Pinkham. Dave did it for a while, and Arthur Higgins was on there for a while as well. Glenn Knight, of course. Glenn used to do overnights and also did a fishing show on the weekends.
Yeah.
And Peter Byrne, another great name of radio. Peter Byrne was also on the weekends.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's really interesting that you bring them back because that they were a sort of household names, really, with a lot of people because the station was very popular.
Well, I had one name who I'm friends with on Facebook who said to send you a special call, and that's Brian Smith. Brian said to say good day to you and wish you all the very best for your 45 years.
Oh, that's right. It's a name, I suppose, popular to the Smith. You don't hear much, but you know, that, as soon as you mention it, brings back memories of Brian, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I just think here on the phone, hearing Phil and you talking about the vanilla mud cake, it makes me very envious because I'm 3,000 miles away. It's a bit far to come for a slice of cake.
Yeah, getting to know you over the years, it was good, and we missed you when you left and went up to Queensland, and so it's good to hear your voice again and hear the positive approach that you have been engendering and passing it on to other people.
Well, Father Gerard, that's what your life is all about, and I remember I did have a chat to you on your 40th anniversary, and here it is the 45th, and I look forward to doing it on the 50th anniversary.
Lovely.
Long may you go on.
Helping those in the community in their absolute time of need. Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives. Proud to bring you the Family Counsellor Program. The Family Counsellor Program would like to thank Peter Byrne.
Hello to you, Father Gerard. Peter Byrne here, former 3UZ and Sport 927 and RSN voice. I may have spanned a few different call signs for the one station, but you have spanned decades. 2018 is a significant year for you, isn't it, Father? The 60th year of your priesthood, an anniversary that I was very proud to be part of last month. And now, 45 years on air as the beloved, wise, witty and wonderful family counsellor. What a stunning achievement. So, may I add my voice to the many others tonight? May I join in the chorus in sending you love, admiration and the congratulations of the entire 3UZ community from 1973 onwards and ever upwards, Father.
RSN 927, celebrating the 45th anniversary edition of the Family Counsellor Program. Thanks to Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives.